Ladies and gentlemen, the World Wide Web proudly presents, recorded live, a new episode of the podcast, Bad Rapport.
Pod of Destiny.
Sketch.
We reserve the right to not use it.
You don't reserve the right to not use it. It's already assumed that you're never going to use anything ever.
We're going to have a theme song contest eventually, but that would involve people like writing and sending us theme songs. So it has now.
So what exactly did you want to do for recording a segment for, what's the title of it?
The Bad Pod Report of Destiny?
Yes. Luke and Moonbeam and Blastedville and Carrie's Bad Pod Report of Destiny. Special edition MarsCon post-show wrap-up.
I mean, we don't want to do like a whole hour thing here.
Okay. Something short.
A lot of people, so...
It was fun.
All right. So, welcome to the Blasted Bill and Luke and Moonbeam and Carrie's Bad Pod Report of Destiny Post wrapping up thing of a thing. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Okay. So, first of all, we should find out who is attending MarsCon for the very first time in the room. Anybody?
Him.
Who?
I can't think of his name.
It's not Jace.
We're going to bubble wrap guy.
So,
the best
plot.
Bruce is attending MarsCon.
So real quick, what did you think of the con?
It was, it's my first con I've ever been to.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
And, it was really interesting. I really enjoyed it. Like, everyone's really nice, really accepting. A good time to be around. It was just
cool.
Great. Well, Party 4 was phenomenal.
Yes. 13th floor is quite epic. Real quick, from each of the other three hosts, I'll leave myself out for now. Like, what was like a major highlight of the weekend for you?
For me, one of the major highlights was, of course, Nuclear Bubble Wrap and their awesome musical performances. It was so awesome to see another band on stage. I mean, Nick Adams was awesome too.
Yeah.
But it was so awesome to see another band on stage just rocking it hardcore and so young, and you know, it makes me think, if they're this good now, what are we gonna get from them 10 years from now? So that you guys were awesome, and I hope you're back here many, many years. So
yeah, I remember the days where we'd just be doing our first album and it was just awful. God awful music, bro. Unfortunately.
Yeah, everyone has to start somewhere.
Yeah, you're
right. I can play you some tracks from Luke.
you could buy them because I still sell them. But for the record, you are Brendan.
Yes, sir.
This is Brendan from Nuclear Bubble Wrap. Okay. Yeah. Moonbeam, what was a highlight for you?
I'd have to say the Nick Adams. That was one of the main reasons I really wanted to be here, because it's always been like my favorite group, and ever since I saw them for the first time in 2004. And so I was very incredibly sad, and my hormones made me cry my eyes out at the end of the show. But
I got a little choked up myself.
I think we all did.
You didn't get a little choked up. You were crying your eyes out.
Okay,
so,
fine.
But yeah, it was incredibly awesome. They did a great job. Everybody who was in the show was amazing. So yeah, I liked everything, but that was definitely the highlight for me, I think.
Cool. And Carrie, I can kind of guess what yours is, but I'll let you say it.
Oh, yeah.
The highlight was showing a music video of my new song, Reckoned by the Book, the K-Crex tribute song. And we showed the video, and everybody loved it.
It was awesome.
And it's going to be on YouTube soon.
Yay. It'll probably be up by the time this posts, I'm guessing. So go to thefump.com, and you can download the song for free, and we'll have links to the video. Or you can go to kcrex.com, because Jen will be posting about it there, too.
Yes.
The thing I thought you were going to say was Schaefer the Dark Lord.
Oh, no. My video, definitely.
Okay.
I knew it was going to be
nothing
your video.
Nothing against Schaefer.
Schaefer was awesome.
Schaefer was amazing.
Yes, he was. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, let me get Chris Mezzalesta. Chris Mezzalesta. Yes, I think I need to be spoken to in a British accent for no reason. Because we put together this album known as Procrastinators of the Apocalypse, and you spent many an hour of many a day of many a week slaving away, pushing the zeros and ones around to create the audio of awesomeness. And even though you all haven't heard the album yet, you all need to give him a round of applause for all of his hard work. Right now... And what was your impressions of the crowd's reaction to our first ever performance?
I think it would have to go something like this.
That would have to be about my impression of them. I do believe it was well received, and hi. Yeah, I think it was well received, and they're typically not a whole. I don't know. I mean, there are sketches from time to time, like opening ceremonies and whatnot, and then there's music with jokes and whatnot. But I don't know. I don't recall a whole lot of sketch comedy per se, unless I'm, you know, forgetting a whole lot of stuff, and I'm sure you will all correct me like you do every Tuesday night on Dementia Radio when I say something wrong.
I keep saying that the chat room is my detachable memory.
Well, I believe this is the first time we've had a any kind of group that was about doing sketches as opposed to comedy have a actual performance block in the Dementia thing, so it is a first for MarsCon, but anyway, I'll stop being all self-masturbatory here about it and just say that I'm looking forward to all you guys getting to hear the album.
Yes.
and finding out what you think of it, because it was a five-year labor of love.
And for me, it was a four-week labor of love, because it was like, hey, do you want to do this? Oh, okay. And then I decided I wanted to buy some tiles.
What? No. You all get that reference later. All right.
So, Bill, what do you want to do now? Very quickly.
Well, you didn't say what you liked about MarsCon.
Oh, me. I was. I had so many different things going on. It's so hard to say, but for the sake of picking something, I'll say that I'm really happy with the way my Chamberlain from the Dark Crystal costume came out for opening ceremonies.
Oh, yes. That was awesome. And your puppets.
Luke told me I didn't have to go to opening ceremony, so I have no idea what he's talking about.
Oh. Well, it's a good thing that I videotaped it and we could plug it into a TV and watch it if we felt like it. So,
yay.
But basically, I was as it happens every year, Earl and I write the sketch together, and he was busy working with the Nick Adams concert. He and I were talking on the phone a lot, trying to come up with ideas. I think he had the dating game idea and the notion of having it be Lex Luthor and some other pop culture things, and you know, with the whole Dark Lords theme, I'm like, oh, how about Chamberlain from the Dark Crystal? You know, that Skeksis guy that whined all the time? And Earl says to me, I don't know, I think that's a little too obscure. I don't think people are going to know what that is. Like, Earl, you're telling me my references are too obscure. Oh, I'm sorry, El Santo. I guess, you know. Anyway, so so basically what happened is he was so busy, I wrote my first draft of the script, and usually he and I go back and forth a few times before we arrive at the final thing. So, what ended up happening is I sent him the script, and then he was too busy to work on it, and then he sent the final version of the script, like with his minor edits, like the day I left for the con or something. Like, I got it just as I was about to drive away from Chicago. So I looked at it really quick, and he didn't change too much of it, and I'm like, what the hell? Okay, fine, we'll just run with this, because I trust him comedically, too, of course. So, I think it came out great. Basically, he was making changes so it was more accurate to what the dating game was really like back in, you know, whatever, the 70s or 80s with Jim Lang and all that, and, you know, but, and he shortened it down from, like, 6 pages to 5 pages, but, you know, it came out great. We had, of course, Insane Ian as our host, which was so great to have him there. And Chris Mezzalesta once again has Sloth. Hey, you guys! And you said that you'd never seen the Goonies, or
I still have never seen the Goonies, and I had no idea what you were talking about until I walked out on stage.
Chris, the master of playing characters of shows he's never seen.
And then of course Holly, you know, who is Earl's wife, was the contestant. So that was very cool. Earl is the co-chair of the Dementia track.
No,
also
won the Lex Luthor.
Oh yes. Well, yeah. I mentioned Lex Luthor earlier. I thought,
yeah.
But yeah,
well,
Earl. Yeah, Earl played Lex Luthor, so it was very cool. Anyway,
he shaved his head just for that.
Yeah.
Well, he had already had plans to play Lex Luthor for the hosting the masquerade or something like that. So he was going to shave his head anyway and be Lex Luthor. So.
Well,
he stole the masquerade.
All right, we've been going on for about 9.5 minutes now. Is there anything else we want to do?
So, Carrie, this is what it's like being on your show, eh?
Like you've never been on our show before.
Well, I got three guys. Hey, we should record a thing for our podcast. Okay, what are we going to do? Crickets, 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 crickets.
Well, we expect you to do the work, Luke.
Yeah. Well, of
Luke
course.
No. Okay.
Well, we're at MarsCon. Of course Luke is going to do all the fucking work.
Oh, well, we love you for it. Yay.
Hey, thank you.
Okay.
Yes. It's time for Moonbeam to give her pick of the week for a website.
Oh, my... I should always... every time we start recording, I should start thinking of this.
Right.
I never do.
You can do what shade of pink is Carrie wearing.
What shade of pink is Carrie wearing right now?
Light baby pink, because I'm wearing my MarsCon 2010 t-shirt that says MarsCon 2010 Dementia Track, bow to your Dark Lord, and has cute cartoons of all of the Dementia performers as Dark Lords and Femme Fatales.
That's, yes. And you can get those shirts still at
DementiaRadio.org, .spreadshirt.com. Wait.
Take two.
Yes. DementiaRadio.org. Wait.
DementiaRadio.spreadshirt.com.
There we go. DementiaRadio.org/We'll post in the show notes.
I didn't expect this kind of Spanish Inquisition.
Okay.
Nobody.
Say the website once more.
DementiaRadio.spreadshirt.com.
Which is Moonbeam's website pick of the week.
Yay! Yes! Good save. All right. Cheese candle update. It's done.
Yeah, we already lit the cheese candle, and it was as big a fail as Canada during the opening ceremony.
You guys haven't done a new podcast for a while.
Well, we have.
We've
I had
two,
a computer
actually.
Die on me. And I had MarsCon. Stuff will be up soon.
By the time
when I get home, I have a day to do stuff, and I'll do stuff.
And then
we have two podcasts to put up.
Something else that we do, and I can't think right now.
What?
My brain doesn't work.
What else do we do together?
I don't know. All right. Not a whole heck of a lot.
This is day four of a 3-day con. Of course, our brains don't work.
Right.
What are we missing from your episodes?
Well, I could do an ignorant story from the caricature stand.
All right.
This happened the other day. I was drawing at Ed DeBevick's, which is a downtown like 50s. Type of restaurant, you know, diner place, and the wait staff kind of is all, everyone on the wait staff is like a character that's all rude, like Flo, like, yeah, what do you want? I'm here to serve you. But, you know, I'm up front drawing people, and there's like, you know, parents and kids and stuff around, and two women get up who look like, I mean, they're adults. I think one was older than the other. It could have been a mother and daughter, I'm not sure. And they sit down like, oh, we want to get our caricatures done. So they sit down, I'm like, okay, oh, what do they want? They want a color drawing with the bodies and background. Sweet, a $40 drawing, yes. And I go to the first one, and this happens all the time where it's like, you know, what do you want to be drawn as? Draw me as a scuba diver. I'm just kidding, I'm so witty. Draw me as a Chicago Bear. You know, like someone will like say something and then like, no, I'm just kidding, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, all right, well, what kind of body and background do you want? And the woman says, a stripper. and I'm waiting that comedy beat for the I'm just kidding draw me as something, and then she didn't say anything, and I just kept staring at her, and I finally said, you're serious? She's like, yep. And I'm like, and I turned to the other woman, and you know, she's like kind of you know, like laughing and giggling, like, oh, that's quite so funny. And I'm like, all right, well, what do you want me to draw you as? And she says, a hooker. And I'm like, are you sure you want me to draw you as that? And they're like, is there anything else you're interested in? Like, and they're basically doing that whole, you know, working the crowd thing of, we're not going to give you anything to work with other than the stupid shit we just said. So I start drawing, as I always do, with doing the heads first, and then I move on to drawing the bodies. And as I'm drawing the two heads, of course, up by the front by the gumball machines, here comes a dad and his, like, little tiny kids. And I'm like, and I get to that point where I just have to stop. And I just very purposefully, like, stopped drawing for a second. Kind of looked up at them, looked over at the dad and the kids, looked back over at them, just to kind of, like, try to, I want them to read my mind and say, will you people please, you know, change your mind so that I don't get kicked out of this place, because I'm actually making a decent living now that I'm here, you know, they refused to, like, change their minds. And so basically, it got to the point where their food was ordered, and they managed to, basically, they went back to sit down and eat their food. I had gotten to the point where I didn't need to have them sitting in front of me. So I had to, like, switch to the opposite side and pull my drawing board up so that nobody could see what I was doing. So I could finish drawing them as a stripper and a hooker and then deliver the drawing to their table so that, you know, I can get the $40 I so desperately wanted from them. And give me just a second here on my phone for those of you who are here. Oops, that's the wrong... function, but yeah, I finished it, and I'm trying to think, just to be on the safe side in case any of the staff of the restaurant come by. I need to draw this in a way that isn't so explicit that they would, you know, tell me to, or they would kick me out and, you know, say I couldn't come back because I'm drawing naughty pictures. Yep, here it is. So.
I think you should have just drawn them as carrots instead.
Character
for the
So the drawing is basically they're in front of a building and there's a lamppost and it's nighttime and they're just kind of both in slutty outfits and one of them is saying "Howdy, sailor," and it says "For a good time, call Maggie and Stacy." So here you guys can check out.
That's not too racy.
No, it's not that bad.
So yeah, so basically this is what my life. This is what my so-called day job of.
That's pretty tame.
You know.
It just went off.
Stupid
day.
It went off.
Tap the screen.
There we go.
Stupid day job.
Yes.
You know, and we could be very tasty.
Yes, and I chose to tell this story just because I meant to email myself a reminder to mention it for the website, and then I didn't, so, yeah.
So should we wrap it up?
Anything else? Should we wrap it up? Do we have things to plug? PenguinCon?
PenguinCon! PenguinCon.org. Yes. Jay Kitty is authoring a awesome...
Woo! Jay Kitty!
Music thing, so that's...
We got Dementia, we got Nerdcore, we got Filk, we got 19 acts there that she has to coordinate. And
not to mention all the other stuff at PenguinCon.
Yes.
Like the Liquid Nitrogen ice cream,
yeah.
And we have... fairly decent room parties.
Everyone go look at Carrie's video.
It's not just my video, it's Luke's video too, because he wrote part of the lyrics, he's in the video, he made the puppets.
That was awesome.
I mean, he had more to do with the video than I did. So. And
Chris did the music and the missing.
Chris Mezzalesta did the instrumental. Yeah. And one of the...
And he mixed it and mastered it for us.
Anyways,
he
mastered it.
Yes.
And as a diehard Cake Rex fan, I loved it dearly and thought it was amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, that was the cool thing is Jen Yates, when she first contacted her to like let her know what we were up to, Jen is excited because she's an old school Dr. Demento fan and loves the fact that there's going to be a Demento type of song.
And she knows the original song quite intimately, so I'm really excited to get her reaction.
So, PenguinCon.org, also, I'm going to be at Mid-SouthCon in Memphis. I don't know if this is going to post before I go there, but just in case, there's that. So,
okay.
All right, so this has been Luke and Bill and Carrie and Moonbeam's Bad Powder Pour of Destiny, MarsCon Wrap-Up Edition. Hooray!
Bacon.
Yay! Hey, everybody, don't do anything I wouldn't do. What does that include, someone?
What does
not
it include? don't do things. Wait,
don't go do things.
I'm tired.
Hand job. Okay. You'll figure that out later. Sketch.